Today's share of the Daf Yomi is Zumor Nazir, Daf Gimel. We began this beautiful Masechta Yesta. We pick up today about six lines from the top of Gimel Amud Aleph with the two dots. We are learning today Le'ilei Nishmatz, Sylvia Rosenbaum, Sara Techna, Basmeir HaKohen. All the shots we learned for seven Aliyah from our learning. Okay, so we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Hareini Kozeh, six lines from the top, Gimel Amud Aleph. A person says, I want to be like this. So that person is considered, that's a valid neder of Nazirus. So Gemara says, granted, Nihi, Nami, the Tofus Basara, even if he's holding on to his hair at this point in time, how do we know that that makes him a Nazir? As the Rush has the Girsa, Hareini Kozeh Lo Amar Klum. The Rush has the word Klum. So if a person just says, Hareini Kozeh, I'm like this, Lo Amar Klum, he doesn't say anything. Just because he's holding on to his hair, how does that signify that he wishes to become a Nazir? So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel tells us, I mentioned this when we did the Mishnah, Kigon Shahaya Nazir over Elefonov. You're dealing over here with a Nazir passing by. The Nazir's passing by, and he's holding on to his hair. And he says that, I wish to be Kozeh. So then that is a valid Nazir of Nazirus. Similarly, if a person says, Hareini Misalsel, I want to be Misalsel. So first we're going to have to define what the word Misalsel means. I told you the bottom line in the Mishnah, that it means a person who's curling his hair, he's playing with his hair, and therefore that's a siman of Nazirus. But the Gemara asks, how do we know that? Miman dohadein silsul sara. How do we know that silsul is referring to curling his hair, twisting his hair? We have to define the word silsul. So kid amalei hai ansa deve Rebbe lau gavra. As one time, Rebbe's maidservant, we had a famous story about Rebbe's maidservant in many places in Shas, but the most famous one is on Ksubus Daf Kuf Dalet, when Rebbe Nebuch passes away, and the maidservant goes and davens of originally that Rebbe should live, but then she sees how much pain he's in, so the maidservant of Rebbe, Amsa the Rebbe, prays that he should die, and the entire Beis Medrash, all the Chachamim are praying that he should live, and there's a standoff. Her tefillos are so strong as to negate all the tefillos of the Beis Medrash, and ultimately she wins out. And Rebbe, in fact, passes away when a noise comes and they stop davening for a second. So the Rebbe does pass away. And the Ran on the daf there, and in fact, the Aruch HaShulchan Paskim, that one is permitted to go and daven for someone to actually pass away. Again, a shita that not everybody agrees with halacha l'maisa. In any event, that's the famous Amos of the Rebbe. The maidservant of Rebbe was a very smart person. And throughout Shas, we have statements which she makes to define certain words. When the Talmidim didn't know the words, she would say, why are you doing that? And they understood that that's what the word means. So one time it was that the maidservant of Rebbe said to one of the Talmidim, said to Ahau Gavra, until how much longer are you going to go and twist your hair, curl your hair? So that shows you that the word misalsel deals with hair. Morris says, maybe not. Ema Torah, maybe the word misalsel means to turn or curl or twist with Torah. Because after all, we have a pasuk from Mishlei which tells us, Dirsiv, salsileha usromimekka. Go and turn and hafokba vafokba, and you will go and glorify the Torah. In other words, by constantly delving into and shifting and turning and looking at the psukim in different ways and delving into the sugya, you will also cause the greatness of the Torah to be revealed. So sal sileha doesn't necessarily refer to hair, it could refer to the Torah. So maybe when a person says Hareini Misalsel, he means I want to become a chacham. Who says it means anything about Nazirus? As the Rosh says in Dibur Maskil, V'eimu Torah, meaning Shenadar Lasok B'Torah. Well, maybe the person makes an end. I'm going to sit in the Steig away. I'm going to learn, and I'll be Mahapich in the Torah. That's what he's noder on. So Amar Shmuel, so Shmuel gives us an answer, and he says, no, Hachanami Shetofus Besaro. You're dealing here with a person who was holding on to his hair at the time, and therefore, now there's no doubt what he meant by Masalsel. Yes, sometimes Masalsel could mean be Mahapich in Torah, but here, by holding on to his hair, he's demonstrating to us what the definition of Masalsel is, and therefore, there is no doubt that he meant to take upon himself an Aziris. As the Rosh continues in the next Dibur Maskil, he says, Avol Nazir over Elefonov, in this situation, if a Nazir were to pass by, Lo Mahani, that wouldn't necessarily demonstrate anything because Kivon She Hasafek Hu Be'Aloshon, the question is, what does Misalsel mean? The fact that a Nazir is passing by wouldn't demonstrate that he's talking about Misalsel being the hair. It could still mean that he's interested in Mahafik with Torah, but when he holds on to his hair, so now he's demonstrating to us what the word Misalsel was intended to be, and therefore that's a valid lashon of becoming a Nazir. Mar quotes the Mishnah. The next statement in the Mishnah was Harini Mechalkel. The person says, I wish to be Mechalkel, so that also is a demonstration that he's a Nazir. So we have to define what the word Mechalkel means. I already said in the Mishnah, it's talking about the temple hair, and therefore this is also an idea of hair, and therefore it makes him into a Nazir. So more questions. It says, "My dodein kilkul sarahu." How do you know that the word kilkul is reference to seyar, to hair, and therefore it's talking about the person wanting to become a nazir? Kiditnan. So therefore, we have a mishnah in Shabbos. The mishnah in Shabbos tells us the halacha of how much of various items you have to carry to be over an iser of chatos on Shabbos. What's considered a significant amount? Chatzi shir zosman atari. Now I'll carry anything on Shabbos, but in order to be chayiv echatos, you have to carry out what is considered the minimal amount of being significant for that item. So the Mishnah there talks about sid. Sid is limestone, and it's a depilatory agent. So what is the minimal amount of sid, the shear for sid, that a person would have to carry out on Shabbos in order to be chayiv echatos? So Yehuda Omer, kidei losud kilkul. The amount of this lime that you'd have to go and put on, losud, to apply this lime, kilkul. What is kilkul? The Omer Rav, bas tzida. It means on the temple area, on the side of the head. So it's obviously referring to kilkul is hair. So therefore we see that the lashon of kilkul, harini mechalkel, is a reference to a person's hair. And therefore, in this situation, when a person says harini mechalkel, that's a lashon of nazirus that he wishes to accept upon himself. Where it says, but the word mechalkel also means to support. Ema mezan anye. Maybe means to go support the poor, right? We have the word mechalkel all over the place that means to go and support somebody, right? Mechalkel chayin bechesed or kiddushiv, as the pasuk tells us from Bereishis, vayechalkel Yosef es aviv v'esachav, right? In Vayichi, at the very end of Bereishis, not that long ago, we learned it. It said that Yosef supported his father and he supported his brothers as the viceroy of Mitzrayim with the keys to all the treasure houses and all the storehouses of food. So he supported his brothers. So maybe when the person says already mechalkel, he says, listen, I'll be a big veer. I'll support Tomchei Shabbos. I'll support the Aniyim. Maybe that's what he means. So again, we have Shmuel telling us, I'm a Shmuel, Hochanami, Shetofus Bisaro. He's holding on to his hair. Again, the only question here is, does he mean hair or does he mean to support the poor? So therefore, when he's holding on to his hair, he's demonstrating what the word means, and therefore, this is a clear lashon of Nazirus as well. We quote the Mishnah again, Hareini Olai L'Shaleach Pera. If a person says, I want to, now we translate L'Shaleach Pera as the final way we translate it, which is to grow my hair. In other words, I want to have long hair like a Nazir. So that's a valid lashon of Nazirus as well. Harei zen Nazir. So the Gemara asks, how do we know that the Shaleach Pera means to grow hair? We have another pasuk which seems to suggest that it means that you trim your hair. Mimai dehodein shiluach ribuyahu. How do we know the word l'shaleach pera means to grow your hair? So that's based upon a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which says, d'chsiv shalachayich pardes rimomim. Your hair that is growing is like a orchard of pomegranates. So that shows that it grows. As the Rosh says, Libra Maskel Shlochayich, and he says, Gidulech Noim, your hair growth is beautiful, like Kepardes, like an orchard, Shorimonim. So therefore we see, Shlochayich, your growing hair is beautiful. So we see the Lashon of L'Shaleach Pera means growing hair. So if a person says, Harei Alei L'Shaleach Pera, I want my hair to grow, that's a Lashon of Nazirus. Versus maybe not. We have a different pasuk from Eov that seems to imply otherwise. Ema mide di avure. Maybe it means to remove the hair, to trim the hair. Kiddushiv, as the pasuk in Eov says, v'sholeach mayim apnei chutzos. As you discharge or sholeach, you send out water on the fields. So therefore, it seems to indicate that sholeach is to get rid of, to remove, to send away, to trim. So maybe this has nothing to do with Naziris. As the Rosh says, maybe in Dibra Masel Ema Midi Diavure, maybe it means Shenodu Legaleach. He's making a neder. I'm definitely going to cut my hair, right? Ulahavir Sorrow, Ulushal Chomilov. The guy has a chup. He has long hair, and he's tired of being made fun of, or he's tired of having difficulties putting on his tefillin. He says, I'm guaranteeing I'm going to make a neder that I'm going to cut my hair. So how do you know L'Shaleach Peri means he wants to be a Nazir? Maybe he's almost the opposite of a Nazir. So the Gemara says, no, Tana. In our Mishnah, the Tana of a Mishnah learned out the following Xerishava. Pera, Pera, Yolif. He uses the Lashon from the Pasuk in Yecheskel, and he says that's a Lashon of growing your hair. And it says, Ksiv Hocha, it says over here, Kadosh Yeh Gadel Pera, it says in the Pasuk in Bamidbar, that if a person will grow his hair, that's talking about a Nazir. Uksiv, Hosum Gabi Kohen Hedyot. And in Yecheskel, it tells us in regards to a Kohen Hedyot that a Kohen Hedyot, Upera Lo Yishalechu, he has to cut his hair and not let it grow once every 30 days. So therefore, you see the word Upera Lo Yishalechu, he shouldn't let his hair grow and become Para. Upera Lo Yishalechu means don't let your hair grow. So too, when it says Kodesh Yeh Gadel Para by a Nazir, he has to grow his hair. Gadel Para. So therefore, we learn out this, it's not a real Gzeirah Shavah, because you can't have Gzeirah Shavah from Chumash, from Parshas Noso to Parsha in Yecheskel, but at the same time, it teaches us the meaning of the word that you can use, and therefore we see that Legadel Para go means to grow your hair. No, we still have the Pasuk in Eov, so the Gemara gives us another terrace, because you could argue, well, we still have the Pasuk in Eov going against that Pasuk in Yecheskel, so why are you trusting the Pasuk in Yecheskel more than you're trusting the Pasuk in Eov? So the Gemara says, Vibayisem, another reason why we shouldn't use the Pasuk in Eov, because that may not be the correct translation of the Pasuk in Eov. Hi, Sholeach Mayim, that we had in Eov, Sholeach Mayim apnei chutzos, actually means to grow as well, because it's Nami Ribuyu. This concept of Sholeach Mayim means to pour water in order to grow the field, Al Pnei Chutzos, to grow the fruits in the field. As we see, this is also Nami Ribuyu. This is a Lashon of Ribuy. Some have the Girsa Kidibetagim of Yosef. Rav Yosef was blind, and therefore he didn't spend a lot of time learning Torah Shebechsav, because you're not supposed to read Torah Shebechsav by heart. So he focused on learning Targum, and he's an expert in Targum throughout Shas. So that's why some have the Girsa Kidibetagim of Yosef, as Rav Yosef brings down the Targum. Others are not Gorisis, as you see on the side, says Vesfira Acher Lo Garcino. That's why it's in parentheses. In any event, the Targum tells us over here, Dechad Mashkin Le Maya. When you're going and pouring water over here on the field in order for the fruits to grow, v'rove, therefore the fruits will go. So this sholeach mayim is also a lashon of growing, and therefore there is no stira. We don't have a stira between Yecheskel and Eov. All of the psukim teach us that l'sholeach pera means to grow your hair long, and therefore if the person says, hareini, I want to be a l'sholeach pera, so therefore harei zeh nazir. Now we quote the next part of the Mishnah. Harei alai tziporin. The Mishnah said, if a person accepts upon himself tziporin, so he had a machlokes with Remeir and the Chacham. Remeir omer nazir, and the Chacham say, he's not a nazir. So why is that? What's the understanding of harei alai tziporin? So we have a machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan as to what it means by tziporin. So my time of the Rav Meir, what's the rationale for Rav Meir to say that that is a valid lashon of naziris when he says harei alai tziporin? So Reish Lakish's opinion is as follows. Om Reish Lakish, do we or do we not darshan a certain type of smuchin in the psukim? So he tells us as follows. Tziporin, the mentioning of birds, is smuchin l'seir, is juxtaposed with hair, and therefore, kibal alav, by saying tziporin, he meant the thing that it's adjacent to in the pasuk, as we'll see in a moment. The pasuk that we have from Daniel has in the same pasuk talking about tziporin, birds, and talks about hair. So when the person uses a lashon of harei alai tziporin, he really is meaning the thing that's next to tziporin in the pasuk, which is hair, and that's what Rav Meir says, according to Reish Lakish, that this is a valid lashon of naziris. So what is this pasuk from Daniel, where you have tziporin smuchin l'sayar? So the pasuk tells us, d'chsev, ad di sari. Daniel is almost all in Aramaic, so it's interesting. So d'chsev, ad di sara, until his hair was growing. What is this talking about? So you can see in Tosos, in Dibra Maschel, Adisare, so he tells us, Pasuku b'Daniel, Gabi Nebuchadnezzar. This is a Nebuah that Daniel tells to Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was a very strange person. For a seven-year period of time, he turned into an animal. He was such a vile person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him become an animal for 7 years. Interesting story in itself, but not for now. So the Gemara tells us that Daniel tells Nebuchadnezzar, your hair is going to grow. Ad di sare kinishrin. Your hair is going to grow like the hair of an eagle, like the feathers of an eagle. Ruva, it's going to grow. So we see that the pasuk is referring to hair growing. And then it tells us, adjacent to that in the pasuk, the tifrohi, your nails will be kitziparim, will be like the claws of a bird. So we see this juxtaposition in the pasuk, hair growing and nails growing, and therefore Reish Lakish says, Rav Meir Savar, Matvis Inish B'midei D'Somichle, when a person uses the first part of the Pasuk in an expression, Harei Alaitzi Porin, he really is referring to the adjacent part of the Pasuk, V'tifroi Kitzi Porin, to teach us that he wants Sare Kenishrin Rava, and therefore, this is a valid lashon according to Rav Meir, as understood by Reish Lakish, of Nazirus. So that's Reish Lakish's understanding of Rav Meir. You're basically darshening this juxtaposition in the Pasuk of Tziporin and Seyar, and even though the person talked about Tziporin, he was really alluding to the juxtaposition in the Pasuk of Seyar growing, and therefore that is a valid lashon of Nazirus. That's Reish Lakish's understanding of Rav Meir. We turn to Gimel on the Beis. The Rabbanon disagree. The Rabbanon Sabre, the Chachamim in our Mishnah hold, Lo Matvis Inish, B'midei D'Somichle. No, that's a little bit hard to believe. The Chachamim say that when a person was talking about Tziporin, he knew this Pasuk in Daniel, and is referring to the adjacent part of the Pasuk, which talks about growing your hair. So just by mentioning Tziporin, he was referring to the adjacent part of the Pasuk. The Chachamim say, no, that's too far-fetched, and that's not a Lashon of Nazirus. Fine, that's Reish Lakish's understanding of the machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chacham. Rav Yochanan disagrees. Rav Yochanan essentially says everybody holds like the Chachamim in that situation. Rav Yochanan Mar, Gugli Alma Lo Matvis. Everybody says that's impossible that a person meant this pasuk of Daniel, that when he talks about Tziporin, he really meant the hair growing. So Rav Yochanan says even Rav Meir wouldn't say that. The Gugli Alma, not only the Chachamim, but even Rav Meir, doesn't hold this matvis, low matvis. They wouldn't say that he's matvis in this situation. No. So what's the machlokus according to Rav Yochanan between Rav Meir and the Chachamim? Behind the time of the Rav Meir. This is the explanation of Rav Meir, the Chayshinan. Now this lashon of the Chayshinan, the Ran tells us, doesn't really mean the Chayshinan that we're concerned about it, because then it would be a suffix, and a person doesn't become a suffix, nazir, out of a suffix situation. You have to be a vadei nazir because you have to bring korbanos. So therefore, you don't become a nazir out of suffix. So therefore, when it says over here the lashon of dechayshinan, it means yes, we are concerned. Yes, he vadei said shemot tzipori nazir tomei kibel alav, that the person was basically saying over here, I accept upon myself to bring the burn offerings that a Nazir who is Tamei would have to bring. In other words, I accept upon myself Naziris. That's Rav Meir's opinion. And the Chachamim obviously disagree with that. And they say, no, who says that that's what the person means? Maybe it is, in fact, that he says, I'll just pay for somebody's Tziporim that they have to bring. But who says he's accepting upon himself Naziris? So the Gemara actually questions Rav Yochanan in the way that I just alluded to, and it says Michte Chayshinan Kamar. It uses this lashon of Chayshinan. So how do we go and make a person into a Vaday Nazir with just a Chayshinan, just that we're concerned about this? Maybe Dilma Tziporin Nedava Kibulav. After all, forget Naziris. Maybe the person says, I'm going to give a voluntary Ola. I'm going to bring a voluntary offering of birds, which a person can certainly do. A person can voluntarily bring a pair of birds. So why not say that that's what he means? So Gemara says, Im Kain, if the person were to want to bring a pair of voluntary birds, he would have said, Hare alai Kain mi boile. I want to bring a nest. I want to bring a pair of birds. So therefore, if that's what he meant when he says, Hare alai Tziporim, I want to bring bird offerings, he would have said it in a more definitive way, Hare alai Kain, I want to bring an offering of birds, a nest of birds. When you use this lashon, Hare alai Tziporim, it must mean that, according to Rav Yochanan, according to Rav Meir, that he wants to accept upon himself the Naziris. Mara still questions and says, maybe, Vidilma, Hare alai Tzipore Mitzora Kamar. Who says he's talking about Naziris? Okay, you want to tell me he's not talking about voluntary Ola offerings, but maybe he wants to say, I will go and pay for a person to go and bring his bird offerings that a Metzorah has to bring. A Metzorah has to bring two birds. So I'll pay for those birds. But who says he means Naziris? So Kasha and Rav Yochanan is understanding Rav Meir. So Gemara says, no. Kigon Shaya Nazir over Elfadim. Oh, like we had from Shmuel before. We're dealing here where a Nazir passes by. And if this person says, Hare Alai Tziporin, he must be alluding to the bird offerings of a Nazir and not that he wishes to go and pay for the bird offerings for somebody who is a Metzorah. Shmuel says, so maybe the Duma Nazir Tomei Ulipotro Min Korbanosav Kamar. So maybe he's saying, okay, this poor Nazir who's walking by, he's a Nazir Tomei, and now he has to go and pay for bird offerings as well as the Asham. I'll help him out. I'll go pay for his bird offerings. But who says he means to accept upon himself a Lashon of the Zirus? Shmuel says, no. Kigon Shahaya Nazir Tahar over Lefanav. There was a person who was a Nazir and as the Mefarshim explain in bringing burnt offerings. So therefore, when the Nazir walks by and he says, Hare Alai Tziporin, so obviously he's talking about the burnt offerings that a Nazir has to bring. But since there is a Nazir over here who's obligated in them, he can't be saying, I wish to go and pick up that Nazir Tomei's obligation, because this Nazir is Tar. So therefore, Yochanan explains that's why Rav Meir says, when he says, Hare Alai Tziporin, and a Nazir Tar is walking by, he obviously means, oh, and become a Nazir. So that is indeed Rav Yochanan's understanding of Rav Meir. So we have Rav Yochanan's understanding of Rav Meir that it's dealing with a person who says Harei Lai Tziporim when a Nazir Torah is passing by, and he's obviously saying, I wish to be a Nazir. Whereas Reish Lakish's understanding of Rav Meir says it's based upon the Smuchin and the Psukim we had from Daniel. Nu, is there a halacha l'maisa practice? Is there a ramification between the two opinions of Rav Meir, Reish Lakish versus Rav Yochanan? May be naive. What is the halacha l'maisa difference between the two? So one says, yeah, there's a nafkamina between them. Ika be naive. The nafkamina is, for example, kegon da'amar tziporin hasmuchin l'seir olai. If the person beferish says the tziporin that are next to the hair from the pasuk in Daniel, and he says it should be upon me. In this situation, according to Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan, even though he said this, Rav Yochanan is of the opinion that unless a Nazir is walking by, that's not a valid enough understanding that he wishes to be a Nazir. If there's a Nazir walking by, we understand that that's what he meant. But if there's no Nazir walking by, we don't say, according to Rav Yochanan, that we darshan the smuchin in this situation. We don't say, even though he personally said, the Amar Tziporin has smuchin l'seir olai, we still don't say that that's what he meant unless there's a Nazir walking by. Whereas, of course, according to Reish Lakish, Rav Shimon Lakish, who darshan this smuchin according to Rav Meir, so he says, Afal gav de ein Nazir over l'fonim. Even though there's no Nazir there, this is it. He does darshan smuchin. So this would be the nafkamina between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. According to Rav Meir, do you not need to have a Nazir walking by for the Lashon of Harei Alai Tziporin to be valid? According to Reish Lakish, you don't need a Nazir walking by. According to Rav Yochanan, you do need a Nazir walking by. Now the Gemara asks, Mi'ikol man diomar lo matfish inis b'milso du samichle. Wait a second, really? Do we hold that L'kulei Alma? According to Rav Yochanan, it's L'kulei Alma. According to Reish Lakish, it's the opinion of the Chachamim. Is there really such an opinion that lo matvis inish b'milso de samachle? That if a person is talking about one part of the pasuk and the adjacent part of the pasuk refers to a specific thing, that the person doesn't mean that specific thing when he takes the first part of the pasuk? Is there really a kulei alma according to Rav Yochanan and according to Reish Lakish, the opinion of the Chachamim, that we don't hold from this smuchim lo matvis inish b'milso de samachle? Wait a second, we learned in the following brayse for Tanya, Omer Yomin, if a person says a Lashon of Yomin, my right hand, Harei Zushua, that is a valid Lashon of Shua. Now, where do we see that? Saying Harei Yomin, so that's a valid Lashon of Shua, my timer, what's that based upon? It's based upon Smuchin. Lav Mishum Dixiv isn't because the Pasuk in Daniel tells us, Vayorem Yemino, Usmolo el Hashemayim, he lifts his right hand up and his left hand up towards Shemayim. Vayishava b'chei ha'olam, he swears by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see here that this is smuchin, and we say in the Braisa, if a person says Yomin, so he means the smuchin part. Vayishava b'chei ha'olam. So how can you, Rav Yochanan, say that nobody holds smuchin, and how can you, Reish Lakish, explain that the Chachamim don't hold smuchin? Bottom line is, we clearly see from this brisa that everybody holds smuchin. This brisa clearly says homer yamin, and it means shvur, which is smuchin. So Gemara says no, amre lo. In fact, this understanding is incorrect. Yamin is not a smuchin. Yamin itself is a lashon of shvur. Why? Because mishum di yamin gufei ikre shvur. The lashon of yamin itself is a lashon of shvur, not because of smuchin. It in and of itself is a lashon of shvua. Where do we see that? Because we have another brisa, the Tanya. Minayin le'omer yomin shi shvua. How do you know that yomin means shvua? Because she'ne'amar, the pasuk says, nishba Hashem b'yemino. We have this pasuk from Yeshaya that says that Kodesh Baruch Hu swore with his right hand. So we see that yemino is a lashon of shvua. Not because of the smuchin from the pasuk in Daniel, but from this pasuk And Yeshaya, Yemino, means a Shvua. And similarly, Minayin Lomer is small Shishvua. How do we know small is a Shvua? It's from a Pasuk, the same Pasuk in Yeshaya, which continues, Ubizroa Uzo, which since we just mentioned the Yomin, and now it says Ubizroa Uzo is other hand, Shenamah, that must mean Ubizroa Uzo is a reference to the left hand. So this Pasuk in Yeshaya tells us that it is direct reference Yomin Shvua and small is Shvua, and therefore it's not based upon the juxtaposition of the words Yomin and Shvua from Daniel, and therefore Taka, Rav Yochanan does hold that nobody holds Smuchin, and it's certainly acceptable for Reish Lakish to say that Chachamim don't hold Smuchin. We have no Raya that everybody does hold Smuchin like we wanted to suggest from the Pasuk in Daniel. Okay, that concludes the beautiful first Mishnah and its analysis in Nazir. And we go on to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if a person says, Hareini Nazir min achatzanim u'min hazogin, if a person says, I wish to be a Nazir, but he doesn't say, period, I wish to be a Nazir, he only says, I want to be a Nazir from chatzanim or from zogim. We'll have a machlokis later in the Masechta as to which is chatzanim, which is zogim. One of them means the seeds, and one of them means the skin of the grape. For now, we'll translate it like the maskana of the Gemara, how we paskin, that chartzanim mean the seeds and zogim mean the skins, albeit we'll have an opinion that says pumfakert, the exact opposite. So just to keep it simple, chartzanim here means seeds and zogim means the skin of the grape. Now, when a person says, I wish to be a Nazir, but he specifies his miyached just for the chartzanim, or just for the zogim, or he says, I want to be a Nazir, umina taglachas, I just want to not cut my hair, so then, or he says, umina tumah, I just don't want to become tummy mace. So in all of these lishonos, the Tana of our Mishnah says that is a valid lashon of accepting upon yourself naziris, hareis a Nazir, and the whole dikduki naziris love. He's not just a Nazir, he can't have seeds, he can't have the skins, he can't cut his hair, he can't become tummy mace. No, he accepts upon himself a full-fledged naziris, all three categories. I won't have anything from grapes, I won't have any hair cutting, and I won't become tummy mace. All three of them come as a package, even though he restricted his naziris lashon to just one specific item, like chatzanim, zogim, taglachas, or tumah. That's our Mishnah, very straightforward, just one opinion. Mora says that our Mishnah, masnitzim, the look of Rabbi Shimon, our Mishnah disagrees with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. What did Rabbi Shimon say? We have a braisa, the Tanya. The braisa tells us Rabbi Shimon Omer, Eino chayev. A person doesn't become a Nazir if he says, I only want to be a Nazir from chatzanim, I only want to be a Nazir from zogim. That doesn't mean the whole kit and caboodle. Eino chayev in that situation until ad sheyidor mikulam. He has to say, I accept upon myself the complete Naziris. If he says hareini Nazir, that implies the complete Naziris. But if he says only chatzanim or zogim, that doesn't make him into a Nazir. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon and the Braisa. Clearly not the opinion of our Mishnah. Rabbanan Arme, in that Braisa, we do have the opinion of the author of our Mishnah. It states that is in the name of the Chachamim in the Braisa. Rabbanan Arme, no. Afilu Nozer Ela Bechadminho. Even if it only said one specific item, Hareini Nozer Min HaChatzanim, Min HaZogim, etc. So then, that makes him heavy Nozer. So, the Chachamim in the Braisa are the author of our Mishnah. Clearly, Rabbi Shimon is not the author of our Mishnah. Mar says, my time with Rabbi Shimon. What's the rationale behind Rabbi Shimon saying that you must be makbid on all of the things? You must specify, either just say Hareini Nazir, which means everything, or if you're going to specify, you got to specify everything. So he bases upon the following pasuk. The pasuk from Parshas Noso, which deals with Naziris, tells us, my time with Rabbi Shimon, on my quote, the pasuk says, Mikol Hashem Yoseh Migefen Hayayin. It says, everything that you'll make, Migefen Hayayin. Now, that implies anything that comes from grapes. So why does it then tell us later in the pasuk, mechartzanim viadzog? It goes to specify chartzanim viadzog, from the seeds all the way to the skin, inside to outside. So in that situation, it seems to be unnecessary. From the fact that it tells us mechartzanim viadzog, according to Rabbi Shimon, it means that you must specify everything. If you're going to say a specific thing about Nazir, so until you say everything about Nazir, so then it's not a valid acceptance of Naziris. That's Rabbi Shimon's drasha. No, Rabbanan, what's their svara? That they say in our Mishnah, or the Chachamim in the Braisa, they say no, even if you just said one specific item that makes you into a Nazir, Rabbanan my taima. So they darshan as follows. On Makor, the Pasuk says, Miyayin v'shecho yazir. He goes and says, I will accept upon myself not to drink yayin and shechar. Now, the Pasuk had already mentioned Naziris. It says, Miyayin v'shecho yazir, chometz yayin v'chometz shechar lo yishteh. So it tells us all of these other things. So we know miyayin v'sheichar is included. So why does it have to tell us that? So it comes to teach us that even if you only said any part, that makes you into a nazir. So we have two conflicting psukim. We have to explain what each one does with the other one's drasha. What does Rabbi Shimon do with the pasuk of the Chachamim? And what do the Chachamim do with the pasuk of Rabbi Shimon? So we start off and say, no, Rabbi Shimon Nami, the pasuk says, it tells us that the person won't drink wine or sheikhar. So why does that have to tell us all the other details? Oh, mustn't it be, the Chachamim say, to teach us that if you even mention any one of them, that makes you into a nazir. So the Gemara explains, Rabbi Shimon disagrees with that. How Mibayle, according to Rabbi Shimon, you need the Pasuk, Miyayim Vishechar, to teach us, Lesor Yein Mitzvah, Ki Yein Harishus. That comes to Aser, even if there's a Chiv to go and have wine. Nevertheless, by taking upon yourself an Aziris, so that negates or uproots your Chiv to have wine, the Yayin Mitzvah that you were supposed to drink, so that turns it into Yayin Rishus, so to say, and just like your mazir yourself, you make yourself into a nazir from yayin of rishus, you also make yourself into a nazir from yayin of mitzvah. More questions, it says, Mayhi, what in the world are we talking about when we say yayin shel mitzvah? Are you talking about kedushta v'yavdalta, lashon of bismia? As you can see clearly from the Rosh in Dibra Masko, on the first Dibra Masko on Daf Dalit Omer Aleph Ilema, and you go down about more than halfway down in this run, where he says, "Rabbeinu Tam Goris Kiddusha V'Avdalta Mushva V'Yomim Mihar Sinai Hu Bismia." This is a lashon of a question. As we turn to Dalet Amud Aleph, Hare Mushva V'Yomim Lo Mihar Sinai, is a person obligated to have Kiddush and Avdalah from Har Sinai? Granted, there's a mitzvah to be Mekadesh to Shabbos, but the rabbis instituted that you do this with wine, and certainly Avdalah, that is something that is not midaraisa. Even if the rabbis have the power to say that you only yotzi the Kiddush, which some suggest is the way the rabbis set it up, that you only owe to the Kiddush al Yayin. So, for Havdalah, that's not true. One could be Mavdil in the Shmoneh Esrei without wine. So, is it really true, Hare Mushba, V'yomer Elov Mihar Sinai, that you have such a thing is called wine that is a Chiyuv, and that you can turn that wine of Chiyuv into like wine of a Rishus? Shmoneh says, no, that really isn't correct. Elo, Kiha Adama Rava. What we're saying over here is what Rava said, how you turn wine of mitzvah, that it should be like wine of Rishus, when the person made it a mitzvah to drink wine by making a shvua. He says, shvua sheshta, I swear that I will drink wine. Now he has a mitzvah to go drink the wine, because he has to fulfill his shvua. Aye, if he then subsequently says, v'chaz of yomar, hareini nazir, he then says, I will be a nazir. So in that situation, asya naziris, his naziris comes, and chaylo al shvua can go and uproot his chiyav Daraisa as a shvua to drink wine, and that's what Rabbi Shimon says you need the pasuk meyayin v'shechar to teach us that naziris can even uproot mitzvah wine. No, the rabbanon also have to learn this din that the naziris can uproot mitzvah wine. How did they learn it out? Homi boyle, they learn it out less or yayin mitzvah kiyan rishus. How did they learn that out? So Gemara says im kain, it wanted to just teach us that din lemakra miyayin. Why does it say miyayin v'sheichar? So if it had just said miyayin, then Rabbi Shimon would be right. But it says yayin v'sheichar, le'makra miyayin, mai v'sheichar. So therefore, shamis minei tarti. You can learn out both things from this pasuk. So therefore, the Rabbanan are okay using this pasuk to teach us the din that even if you say anything, that means you're a nazir from everything. And you also can learn out that a naziris can uproot a mitzvah to drink wine. Whereas the opinion of Rabbi Shimon is, no, that you need the yayin v'sheichar, what they do with both of the words, it doesn't say right now, but clearly Rabbi Shimon holds that you need this pasuk yayin v'sheichar to teach us that the Naziris is chayla even ala shvua, and therefore they don't have this free to teach out that if you make Naziris on one specific thing, it goes on everything. So we've answered up what Rabbi Shimon does with the pasuk of miyayin v'sheichar, but we still have to go further, but we'll stop over here. This is a good break point. Mi'etz Hashem will pick up the rest of this back and forth between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim on how to darshan each other's psukim tomorrow, Mi'etz Hashem. Have a great day.